me right now. But I was like, support Canada, woo, represent.
We also listened to Shadows on Stars with Punk Kids. That's what we just listened to. That song's really cool. And Digits, Because It's Wrong, off his new album, Death and Desire. He's from Toronto.
Digits is from Toronto?
Yep.
Nice. Yeah. I didn't realize that.
And the Alalas, as I mentioned previously.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have some tickets to give away?
I do. I have tickets. If you call in right now, our phone number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. We have tickets to Caveman with the Albertans. This show is at the Biltmore Cabaret, and it is on Sunday. It's on Friday. There we go. Our phones are ringing off the hook.
All right. So
we're going to
I suggest you turn up your speakers for this next one really loud. This is Night Sun with On My Way Home.
Best song ever.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was just The Growlers, Feeling Good, without a G, so it's just got an apostrophe at the end. And that was awesome. Coming up now is my show. I'm Alex. I sit in this chair. It's pretty awesome. You can't see me right now, but I'm wearing an awesome wolf shirt. It's got a wolf on it. It's purple. But it is Wednesday today, and that's about it. It was raining earlier. Now it's not nearly as much, which is kind of nice. But I got splashed by like 3 buses. Pain in the ass. All right. So to begin, this track by a band called Yesterdays off their new album. The description is all in a foreign language, so I cannot tell you anything about it. But it's pretty good, and I think just the thing for today. Band is called Yesterdays. Album, the EP is called Almost Like Love, and this is the track off of it.
just kidding.
Alrighty, so that was yesterday's Almost Like Love. Things that are almost like love. Dove. Cove. Mauve sounds almost like love, but it's spelled quite differently. And then maybe drugs, too. Those are the things to me that are almost like love. I don't know what else. Anyway, I'd like to point out that Mantis Cabinet, being this show right here, right now, on the air, is brought to you by The Cobalt, an awesome venue. It's a great venue down at, Mainish and Terminal, right across the street from this awesome pizza place that never fails to feed really drunk kids at, 2 in the morning. And every Wednesday, being today, they put on a little event called Cinco Cinco with different bands from a total variety of genres, different stuff, some touring, some more local. And yes, it should be a good time if you like good times. If you don't like good times, I don't know, man. Stay at home and knit or something. Actually, that could be really fun. Stay at home and stare at a wall? Sober? That doesn't sound like a good time. But anyway, tonight at the Cobalt, the EV Collective, Anti-Party, and Goodnight Buffalo. Sounds like a good time. My computer does not play. Something happened, something crashed, and I can no longer play, YouTube or MySpace or, stream music. I have to figure that out. So I actually don't know what these bands sound like. But I would recommend, if you've got nothing to do today, or maybe even something to do, check it out. The event is called Cinco Cinco, C-I-N-C-O. Repeat. And yeah, that is about it about the Cobalt, a delightful venue. And moving on back to Prague and post rock and all sorts of lovely things, this is by a band called Sky Architects, and they released an album, The Promise of Tomorrow. And well, actually, they haven't released the album yet. They've been releasing teasers. So I'm pretty excited for the actual album to come out, but, nonetheless, this is We Will Never Forget This, off the album The Promise of Tomorrow by the Sky Architects. It is quite a good track, and, for those who are listening, I do believe I will be giving away tickets after this song. I have to construct a skill testing question and perhaps an interview process, but, nonetheless, keep listening. Because there is stuff to be won, good times to be had, and awesome music to be heard. Yeah. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. So as I said, that was just Sky Architects with We Will Never Forget, which is kind of nice, unless it's something that you don't want to remember, and then you might not want to do it. But anyway, for nice things, we will never forget them. So here's the deal. I am giving away tickets to a show, and I've decided the way to do it. It's going to be an awesome show, so don't be sitting there going, he's not telling us because it's going to be garbage. But no, this is off a band. They're playing the 28th, the end of April. And so what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to play 10 seconds or so from the middle of one of their tracks just to see if right off the bat there's any hardcore fans out there who can recognize it and go like, OMG, I want to go. And then if no one gets it, that's fair enough. I'll continually lower the bar until some lucky person and a potential date stays at home and wins a ticket. You don't actually go home with a ticket because there's no one here except me. But anyway, so here we are, a 10-second clip right from the middle of it, and go. Okay, cool. By the way, so the number to call in to win if you know that band, 604-822-2487. UBC CITR. But anyway, next track, we're going to leave that there, leave the suspense hanging. This is by this next track, a little bit more ambient, by this Toronto like ambient recording artist who did this album in Japan on a trip to Japan. So he was from Canada, he went to Japan on vacation, and was like, OMG, I'm making an album. It's really cool. This is the track, the band is Orbit Over Luna, the album Kyoto/Nara, and this is the track Lost in the Middle of All This Beauty. And so while you're listening to it, if anyone recognizes that track, let me know, phone in, and you can win tickets to it. Alrighty. Thank you. Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing, Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Project Space, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage, The Zoo Shop, and Across the Bridge, North Vancouver Music Gallery.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Cinco Cinco Wednesdays at the Cobalt. $5 cover, $5 draft, and $5 highballs. A weekly showcase of up-and-coming bands, artists, and DJs, where the artists get 100% of their ticket sales. For more information, visit thecobalt.ca.
Yes, do both those things. Check out Cinco Cinco, as well as become a friend of CITR, and then you can be my friend. And that's just awesome for everybody. Yeah, that's my spiel. But nonetheless, so still, no one's kind of called in. So maybe it was either too hard, or no one really likes this band. But I think it's painfully obvious, but I'm also sitting here aware of everything. So I'm a terrible judge of it. But nonetheless, I think we're going to try that again because I like that. I'm going to play... what was it? Yes, again, I'm going to play a little slightly longer clip, and if you recognize the track, you can call in at 604-822-2487 to win tickets. And yeah, you just tell me the band name, and you should know the track, too, if you can recognize the band. But after that small little clip, I will be playing something awesome, totally different than the stuff before. It is... Mandrill, so old school funk, off their album Beast from the East, and the track is Honeybutt. So that'll come up after this 10 to 15 second clip of this track. And yeah, that's it for now. That was a clip of the song again. But anyway, if anyone knows, we're not really that short on time. We'll figure it out. But so I implore people to call in 604-822-2487 if you can recognize that track. So next up, I shit you not, Ian Anderson released an album called Thick as a Brick 2. Yeah. I know. Everyone over 40 in my audience is going, what? Everyone under 40 is going, who? Yeah, Thick as a Brick, number 2. What the hell? And this came out this year. I found it today, and I flipped. As usual, it has a weird title. Thick as a Brick Part 1 was Part 1 and Part 2 were the two tracks. This track is called Divergence, Interventions, Parallel Possibilities, Gerald the Banker, BA, and I don't have any more room on my computer screen to read what it says. Leave it to a prog song. But anyway, like, in all honesty, check this out. Like, I will say it again. I shit you not. Thick as a Brick 2. What the hell? But anyway, I sure hope that made someone's day. Here it is. Divergence, Interventions, Parallel Possibilities, Gerald the Banker.
City pound, canary wharf, a cushy number, fluky bastard. Banker bets, the banker wins, never missed yet for all his sins. Hedge funds, reps, and equities, lackeys, aides in fierce attendance, trusts and guilds, reserve currencies, liquid gold in safe ascendance. Banker bets and banker. for all his sins. Traders feeding frenzy, pigs are dropping, fueled by forecasts and hot share options. Big fat bonus in the offing. Draconian calls for regulation are drowned in latte with Starbucks muffin. Mortgage meltdown, non est mea culpa. Red connected, stage left laughing. Banker bets and banker wins. Never miss yet, for all his sins. Banker bets, checks in the post. Not where the ink, it's written in.
The crush started with my arm across your chest. It was enough. I am not blind enough.
crush that goes down to our legs. It waits for dark, it waits for dusk. Our eyes will close upon another day. There is so much.
What's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
More dreadful sacrifice.
Close it, huh?
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Saturday night here at CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human with me, Gareth Moses. I'll be playing a selection of wonderful electronic music from a strange parallel universe. I hope you can join me between 8 and 9, and do remember to bring your jetpack. I'll see you then.
And you're listening to CITR 101.9. So someone won the tickets. I have an inkling that I don't know how to use phones. I'll admit it. And I have an inkling that perhaps maybe a later caller ended up winning it, which is super unfortunate. I feel like I screwed up the system. But what can I do? Feel free to kick me in the shins if you ever see me. Thank God this is radio. But anyway, nonetheless, someone... there are more tickets... It was Neon Indian, Deadbeat Summer. There are other tickets that CITR is giving away to that show. Stay tuned in the next few weeks to see it, to figure it out. Yeah, they're playing it April 28th at Venue, which is a terrible venue, and ironic that's its name, but nonetheless, not my favorite venue. Nonetheless, I may, if I'm allowed, try to learn how to work a phone and do it again next week to be slightly more, or slightly less technologically stupid is the word. But anyway. Fullest of apologies to everyone who tried, and bonus points to the one dude who lucked out. You win. Nonetheless, moving on. Okay, so because so we played the track off Thick as a Brick, number 2, and that was good about the guy being a banker. Yes, looking at it. Okay. Super, super good. The next track after was just something that I put on really quick. That was The Crush by Matt Pond PA off their album Last Light. I do believe it came out a year or two ago. Super good. I was mismanaging phones at that time and could not think of anything proggy to put on. Apologies. But anyway, back to the more important thing, and is what the hell is Thick as a Brick 2? Turns out it
follows the life of that little 8-year-old boy in number one 40 years later. And it, what is he up to? And supposedly, that newspaper that the original vinyl came out with, which I have because it's my favorite album. But anyway, that original newspaper is supposedly gonna be set up as an online newspaper. I don't know. It's like super duper proggy posty stuff. Concept album to the max. 40 years after arguably one of the most concept albums ever. But anyway, I mean, any song 45 minutes long. Anyway, I'm done. Okay, and I do believe our next track, the next track is by an ambient artist. I hope it's still kind of rainy outside, so the ambient is that much more appropriate. And the artist is called Elijah Tebbets, off the album An Aside. Came out in February 2012. You can Bandcamp it and download the entire album for free, or pay, whatever you like. This is a track, Enough of the Dark.